T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, Stump the Millennial. A great prize today. Jack, I could use one of these. A $25 gift card to Salad Works.
Okay.
Order at SaladWorks.com for free delivery or curbside pickup at your local Salad Works. Yeah, man. Yeah, Salad Works.
Did you say Jack can use Salad Works?
He could.
Listen, man.
Jack would ruin it. He would put all the different toppings and extra dressing.
Oh, I make my salads very unhealthy. Yes.
All right. Might as well just get a burger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's the great thing about SolidWorks. I'd rather have that salad than get a burger because it's so good. Anyway, so again, go to SolidWorks.com. You can order there. You can get it delivered, curbside pickup, everything else that they do. All right, playing today is Lou in Philadelphia. What's up, Lou?
What's up, Johnny? How's it going?
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
Well, so we have a bad echo there, so I'm going to just put you on hold. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to ask Jack Fritz a question. He's going to deliberate. And we'll give him a chance to think, and then if we're going to ask him the question, and he's going to deliberate, and then you get a chance to decide whether he gets it correct or if we stump the millennial. It's as simple as that. Lou, you there?
I'm here.
All right, Lou, hang on a second. I'm going to ask him the question, then we'll come back to you. I think he understands it. All right, Jack Fritz. This one's on you right here, because today's Chris Collinsworth's birthday.
Ah.
You a big Chris Collinsworth fan growing up, Ike?
Yes.
Yeah, the one of the great Bengals of the 80s.
Yes, sir.
Chris Collinsworth had how many seasons of 1,000-yard receiving in his career? And he was a Bengal for 8 seasons.
Yeah.
So how many of the 8 seasons did Chris Collinsworth have 1,000 yards receiving? It's a tough one, I know. You think about that for a second, Lou? Does he get it right, or do we stump the millennial?
I don't think he does.
I don't think he's going to know.
Pretty good guess, Lou.
All right. Hang on a second there, Lou, and we'll get you the prize. Jack, Chris, did you know Chris Collinsworth was a wide receiver?
Yes, and I knew he was a Bengal. Uh-huh. I was worried you were going to ask me the other team he's on because I don't know if he was on another team.
I don't think he was.
He was not. He played all 8 seasons with the Bengals, and he had some injury issues, I believe, at the end of his career.
He might have been done before free agency.
He was his last year. He was 29. 1988. He was 29.
Yeah, he was done before free agency.
But I think I remember hearing that he was like pretty good.
Oh yeah, he was good.
He was good. Yeah, absolutely. So, with that being said, how many 1,000-yard receiving years did Chris Collinsworth have?
I don't know. I'm gonna say he had 4,000-yard receiving years.
4,000-yard receiving years. Lou in Philadelphia, I'm sorry, but we did not stump the millennial.
Whoa!
Jack Fritz guessed it correctly.
Wow.
Total guess.
Jack Fritz is an idiot.
Wow.
Total guess.
And you're not supposed to play the music when you win.
That's not the rules that I made.
So he had 67 receptions, rookie year, 67 receptions, 1,009 yards, 8 touchdowns, had 1,130 yards 1 year.
See, I remember 2. I didn't know he had 4.
81, 83, 85, and 86. He had 10 touchdowns in 1986.
Yeah. The 85 and 86 are the years that I got the Chris Collinsworth football cards.
Oh.
Yeah, I had the 1,000-yard receiving. Right? If you got 1,000 yards receiving or 1,000 yards rushing, you wanted that football card. So I remember having I finally remember opening up one of those, the football cards with the bubble gum in it.
The really hard stick and disgusting bubble gum.
Yes. Yeah. And I finally got me a Chris Collinsworth card, man. Yeah, man. He was, In the 80s, yeah, he was my guy.
Played in two Super Bowls, lost both, unfortunately, to the 49ers.
Yep.
So he was a part of the Boomer and the
Kenny Anderson
teams. Now he's been doing for many years. He's been doing NBC and other announcing. All right. You know what? Let's just do it right now. SolidWorks gift card. Be caller number 5, 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number 5 gets the gift card. Don't say we never did anything for you. Sean and KOP. Sean, what's up? How are you?
Yo. What's up, Johnny?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Sean?
What's up?
What's up, guys? Last time I talked to you was right before the Saints game. I was last caller on the Friday, and I renounced my
LTBB
membership. I don't know if you remember.
I don't.
The truth hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I don't think we should draft a quarterback. That would be we've seen what happens when we draft a quarterback up high. We cannot build around them properly. We can't draft properly. So let's try something different. Let's go get Mr. Farley from old Virginia Tech there. That big guy is a lockdown stud cornerback. And then you go get my man Creed Humphrey with that, what is it, 35 or 30? 35 we have, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Get Creed Humphrey, the center out of Oklahoma, put him at guard for one season because Kelsey's going to come back for one more ride. You have him working with Jalen Hurts all year. They worked together last year at Oklahoma.
Yep.
We could have had CeeDee Lamb. We could have had all three of them, but Howie messed that up, so let's not mess this up.
Yeah, only thing we would have been missing, Sean, is Lincoln Riley.
That puzzle piece almost fit.
That's a great idea.
I mean, why leave Oklahoma? I mean, he's the king of the hill over there.
Yep.
Not to come here, that's for sure.
Do they even have media over there? Like, seriously. Oklahoma probably owns the media over there, so,
Yeah, it can be different in the – thanks, Sean, appreciate it. It can be different in the college atmosphere. Just ask Coach K. The other day he kind of
– Oh, yeah.
Kind of dressed down a student reporter that was just asking a very basic question. And he apparently apologized. He called him and apologized for doing
that. Yeah, if I'm the student reporter, you ought to feel good.
Yeah, you got underneath Coach K's skin.
Man, listen. Yeah, you're – I mean, will we any otherwise know who the student reporter is?
No. Okay. He's an economics major. Like,
right.
Why are you reporting on a basketball game if you're an economics major? That should shock me more than anything. Not that Coach K's a D, because we know he is.
Oh, wow.
Right, like, seriously, Coach K? So now he's mad and he's blaming COVID. He's like, we shouldn't even been playing. Whenever his team suck, he's got an excuse for everything, right?
Yeah.
I'm so out on Coach K. So glad he's losing. Let's go to Dante in Delaware. Dante, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Tay?
My first time calling you guys. I'm a big fan. I always I work 9 to 6, so from 2 to 6, you guys get me through the day.
Thank you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, yeah.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
So, number 6 pick. I'm not doing a quarterback. Honestly, my board is Jamar Chase, Devontae Smith. And if those two aren't there, I think I'm doing what Ike said. I'm moving back. And I'll go Patrick Surtain or I'll go Jalen Waddle. Because I'm pretty sure Jalen Waddle was projected higher than Devontae Smith before he got injured.
He was. He was. Yep, he was.
And he's bigger, too.
Yep. Yeah, people don't even remember, Dante, that Waddle was actually rated as the better receiver in the group of all of them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not going quarterback, though, because when I look at Jalen Hurts, I look at it and because he was picked in the second round, he's making, $1 million on his contract?
Yep.
So you got Carson, even if we keep him next year and he's making $34 million and he's on our roster – I don't think the value is going to be there. So, even if he gets back to just good play, I don't think it's going to be worth $34 million. That's why I want to get rid of him. But I think also if you drafted a quarterback at 6, what's a 6-round pick? Like $10 million a year, $8 million a year, something like that? Or more? I don't even know.
Oh, you mean a number 6 pick overall, not a 6-round pick?
Yeah. Yeah, the 6 overall. Like, how much their contracts are up there, aren't they? The first round pick.
Yeah, I mean, it probably
would be. It's not like a second round draft pick for Jalen Hurts, yeah.
Right. Yeah, so I'm thinking by the 2022 season, 2023, once if you did get Carson Wentz off your books and you traded him, by that year, you got Jalen Hurts making $1 million a year, you can surround him with a pretty good team and just go all in on free agency.
All right, Dante, appreciate it. So Justin Herbert was the sixth pick last year. I don't know if this is different because it's a quarterback.
It normally is different with a quarterback, which would apply to the Eagles at quarterback.
Correct. 4 for 26.6, all guaranteed.
4 for 26. That's about 6 a year, right?
Which is not bad. And you get that fifth-year option, then them would be 10-plus million or even more.
Yep.
So, but I mean, that's not bad at all, all considering.
Yep.
215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. We got a game coming up tonight. 76ers and Lakers. We'll give our picks coming up next. And the Marks
Finals
and Reese
preview.
Okay. Maybe. Marks and Reese, 94 WIP. Marks and Reese text line next. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, celebrate the 55th edition of the Big Game with exclusive 55-1 odds on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you've never tried FanDuel before, new users can bet on either team and get 55-1 odds when Tampa Bay plays Kansas City. That's right. You can bet $5 to win $275 if you pick the winner of the Big Game on February 7th. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of Radio.com and 94WIP. Now, I'll be leaning towards the team from Kansas City because that's just where my allegiance lies. So I'll be leaning towards Kansas City in this game. But I tell you, I don't like betting against that quarterback for Tampa because, quite frankly, he wins more than he loses. I'll tell you this, a safe bet in that game will be the over. That for sure. I think the over-under right now is at 57. I expect that game to hit 60s at some point. Now, I've been betting on FanDuel all season long. And if you want to do that, make sure you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code Ike to get started. Again, that's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
Putting questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're popping the question, need wedding bands, Valentine's Day is coming up. It's the place to go. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. Ike, I was just checking to see if this line had moved any further. I know you're a FanDuel guy.
Yes, sir. What's it looking like?
Well, it was up to 4.5 in about half of the spots in the one website that I go to. And now it's not reloading as I do it right now. We're just going to say 4 because I think you can find it at 4 out there if you wanted to.
Yeah, I locked in at 4.
You're in at 4?
Put my money where my mouth is.
Sixers plus 4.
Yep.
Jack, what do you think tonight?
Ah, dude, Sixers money line.
So you're going Sixers money line?
Yeah, well, what are the odds on that?
I'm going to take a
look
at it.
I didn't even look at that.
I think they're plus 160.
That's where I should have gone.
Hey, what are you doing, Ike? You really want to put your money where your mouth is. Coward's way out taking the spread.
So I'm looking at a plus 155, plus 160, again, depending on where you're right. Getting it.
Well, I wanted to hedge my bet a little bit there, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
take a couple.
Again,
points,
this show, we don't hedge on this show. That's one of the main
rules.
Yeah,
but like
they'll
for
give
me
4 points. I'm taking the 4 points.
For me, I'd rather have the points than the extra money if you ended up winning.
So let me ask you this real quick before we get to that.
Yeah.
On that, what's typically the difference in between the money line and what you're winning versus the points? I'm assuming the odds are smaller.
So when you say
take the points.
When you say it's plus 160,
right?
If the Sixers win outright, your $100 wager wins you 160,
right?
So I think it just depends, right? Like if you're really like no, this is a win tonight, you would hit the money line.
Like if you take them plus 4, you're getting minus 110 odds. You know?
Ah, so the odds aren't as great,
right?
I don't do a lot of money line betting.
Well, that's where takes come in. You got to have a take on the game rather than hedging like you did.
Yeah, so why don't you just do a money line? The Sixers win it tonight or not?
Listen, about a year or so ago, I just started learning how to use the actual point spread.
Yeah, you finally got – well, first you had to get into the app.
Right.
Once you got in, then you were dynamite.
I'm following the money. I like the Lakers tonight minus 4.
Well, 85% of the money is on the Lakers, so –
And it moved the line. Normally, when there's that much money on one team, it's not a good thing. You wouldn't want to bet on them. Normally, the public but like that is wrong. But that is
See Johnny Marks. Everybody's on the Lakers tonight.
Everybody is. Yeah, I mean, I assume that based on just during the show, the point spread changed a point. Yeah, it's 4, 4.5, depending. So you like the Sixers to win tonight?
I do.
All right.
I do.
I do not.
I think I'm going back in for a money line bet.
At a guy. Double down.
Go back in there while we go to the Marks and Reese text line. Hit it, Jack.
Text line.
Let's hope Jillio is smart enough to not pull a similar kind of stunt as Puzzle Time to Camera. Let sleeping Broncos lie, Joe. Mike in Birdsboro.
That's right.
Well, being that you texted in and you were angry about and you listened to Joe to Camera, I think Jillio would be smart to do it. Right? What's next?
Jack, you gotta cut that from John. I don't pound it all the time. Mark in Hatboro.
I don't pound it all the time.
Yeah.
What was it about?
I don't know what it was. It was the coffee. I think it was coffee, but I heard the same thing.
You did?
Yes.
Well, it's good that we have it on there now. You got to edit a little bit to take out the gap. You know, the end of the delivery was a little bit late. That's good. We can add that. And you notice whenever Jack says something, it never ends up on the board, Ike.
Jack French is an idiot.
That's a good one. What's next?
Jack, you got to cut that from...
Okay,
the hammer is the man. He owned you, Ike. Amy from Villanova.
Whoa.
That's Amy, though.
Oh, his girlfriend.
Ew.
Forgot that he had a girlfriend.
Joe to Kamara.
What's next?
And I knew Amy before him.
Yeah, seriously. Come on, Joe. What's next?
Is Joe DiCamaro a Philly guy? Is a guy that takes baths, enjoys puzzles, cried on the air, gave himself the nickname The Hammer, and just landed his first girlfriend at 42 years old? A girlfriend he has shown no proof of. Is he a Philly guy? Tom from Abington.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about the Philly guy, but I can confirm that he does have the girlfriend.
Yes, Amy.
That's real. That's real. It is. As far as all the other stuff, you got him. You got him. What's next?
Ike, did you really say the Sixers are going to smack LeBron around tonight? Don't speak like that about the GOAT. He's going to drop 35 and a triple-double tonight. Jack knows. Us millennials know what we're talking about. Shane from Rochester.
Yeah, sure you do.
What's the bet? I got to look at the prop line.
Oh, here
Ben,
we go.
Ben Simmons in his triple-double tonight. I feel a triple-double from Ben tonight.
One of his stupid 10, 12, and 11 yeah. triple doubles.
So I saw somebody, I forget who it was, yep. that was doing a bet. It's over Embiid, 34.5 points, and
Ooh,
the Sixers win.
That's a tough one.
So if the Sixers win and Embiid scores over 34.5, it's $1,000. So it's plus 1,000.
Wee.
So if you put a hundred,
I need
on
to
that,
be in on that one.
Even if you put 20, you're still getting a pretty significant. Yeah.
And I don't bet more than $25.
Yeah. All right. Going for it. Yeah, do one of these props.
At a time.
If you really believe this is a big Ben night and a big Embiid night, then go heavy on those the points and do it. Go for
it. I think that's what I'm going to do. Game starts at 7:30. I'll be home in an hour. Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
Three keys to tonight's finals preview between the Sixers and the Lakers. First, a tale of two centers. The premier big man matchup in the NBA, Embiid versus Davis. Two MVP candidates. Second, follow the yellow brick road. Who will have the more hollow triple-double? Ben the Tin Man Simmons or LaFraud the Cowardly Lion James? Oh, finally, wow. Lucky Charms. Will Coach Lynam continue to look how Jameson tastes? Scott from Delco.
Still sporting the COVID beard.
Man, Scott took everybody down right there.
Yeah, really.
Who's
left standing?
I mean, Tom from Abington destroyed the camera, you know. Scott from Delco took down everyone.
Man.
Text line's vicious.
You got to lay off Coach, man. I mean, Coach is still rocking that beard, though, but.
Yeah, I was kind of wishing it'd be gone by now. I love Jimmy Lynam. He's awesome. It's just, you know. You can have a bad beard during COVID because everybody had the bad beard. Or if it's playoff hockey beards, you can have a bad beard. But you shouldn't continuously have a bad beard. That's just my opinion. Angry Al's on the line. Angry Al, how are you?
Johnny Marks.
How are you?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Al?
All right. What's happening, Millie? Hey, is Embiid playing tonight?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I didn't think he was playing because I was going like, well, how are y'all betting on the Sixers if he ain't playing?
He took off Monday, so yeah, he's
so
good.
He could
he's good.
Play,
yeah,
yes.
He's good tonight. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because we weren't going to win it with just Ben.
No.
So what do you think tonight, Al? Sixers win it?
Well, if Embiid's playing, they win. They beat that bum LeBron. Play the money line. You're taking the points, but you're paying 110 to win 100.
Which is not smart, I'm assuming. That's not smart.
Play the money line.
Okay.
Sixers win outright.
Okay, I'm in. I'm locking in on it, Al.
All right, Al. And when the Sixers lose by 3 points, Ike's going to come in kicking and screaming.
That's all you do is think of the negative. Think of the positive sometimes.
But
that, John?
But hang on a second. The reason why you would take the points is you're only gaining an extra $40, $45, $50 if you do the money line. That's why I would just take the points.
I need that, though. You're saying it's not worth the risk of losing the game.
In my opinion, I would use a money line when you have very strong faith in a heavier underdog, right? Like in baseball.
Yes.
When Doc Holliday used to pitch, he'd be like minus 380 in games, right? Mm-hmm. To where you would have to put up 380 just to win $100. If they end up losing one of these games, I mean, that's really where you make your money. So I always think that money lines is better used if you really like the underdog.
Well, John, I'm going money line.
Oh, there you go.
Whatever happened, Ike Reese?
There you have it. Gary and Ambler, you have 30 seconds. Go, Gary. How are you?
Hey, we cannot draft another quarterback. We got to figure out what we got before we proceed with this, or else we're going to put ourselves 3-4 years behind the eight ball. You got to give it one more year to find out what we got before we screw ourselves up for the next 4 or 5 years.
Good stuff, Gary. Yeah. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Until we can't play, and then you're, damn, should have taken a quarterback.
Right.
We'll see. Coming up next, Joe Giglio. He'll take you for a pregame as well.
Oh, it's the rights to Ricky Sanchez, right?
Oh, it's rights to Ricky tonight.
The split Gaskin delivers.
The boss is in tonight.
Yeah. Rights to Ricky leads you into the game coming up, and we'll be back to talk about that tomorrow. And obviously, there'll be lots of other things to talk about as well. And will the Eagles' new coach ever speak, Ike Reese?
At some point,
no.
Is he just not going to have a press conference? Do they think we're not waiting for it? What are the Eagles doing? All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Everybody, have a good night, team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.